أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد.
اللهم
صل على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال تعالى في الكتاب الكريم: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، أقول إلا سبيل ربك بالحكمة وما إبتل حسن. To our esteemed Ulama, to the organizers of this event, to all the Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran has given us a beautiful verse, and this verse is actually a command. He says, invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching. Now this command was given during the time of Rasulullah, and because it was established during the time of Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his prophet has told us that whatever has been established by Rasulullah will be established at the end of time. Whatever has been made halal by Rasulullah will be halal at the time, and whatever has been forbidden by Rasulullah will be forbidden at the end of time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to give da'wah. Now this invitation has a profound meaning for those of us living in the West, the non-Islamic countries, because it is actually asking us to tell the story of Islam to non-Muslims. The majority of the people in the West are getting their Islamic education from CNN, ABC, Fox News, and the like. And these people are surfing the web, and they're looking for Islamic sites, but they're finding the anti-Islamic sites that are, they actually look like they're genuine Islamic sites, but what they've found is the wolf in sheep's clothing, unfortunately. And some of these people are taking this information that they're finding on these websites and on these newscasts as being the truth about al-Islam. What we find here is that we Muslims here living in the West have been given a blessing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that blessing is that we live in a place of jahiliyyah, or a place of ignorance. Not the ignorance of the bad type of ignorance, but this is the ignorance of people truly not knowing and understanding what Islam is all about. And this blessing is the same blessing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi had also, because when he came along the scene, his community was called the time of jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance. So the biggest difference that we have here in America that is different from what our prophet had in Mecca was that here in America we have millions of Muslims, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, there were only four believers for the first few years of Islam. In the history of Islam, we find that when the Prophet would go out to pray, that he had people that would throw animal intestines on him. When our Prophet would leave his house, there was one woman that would wait for him to walk by her house and throw trash on him. We find that when people began to accept Islam, they had to hide their faith, and they had no place to worship. They had to go and sit inside of each other's houses secretly in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually, these people had to move, and even after they moved, they were still being harassed, and ultimately, they had to bear arms to defend the religion of Islam and to defend his prophet. And they only defended our prophet in defensive wars, not like the people tell us that we fought offensive wars. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite mercy has told us in the Quran, and Allah speaks the truth, he says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. For verily, with every difficulty, there is ease. And our blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he did find that ease in his lifetime. He was able to establish the Islamic Ummah and return to Mecca and conquer it without there being one drop of bloodshed. It was made easy for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is overlooked sometimes by Muslims is the fact that once the Ummah was established, our Prophet carried out the command of Allah by inviting all to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We living in this age may not truly understand the great responsibility our beloved Prophet had. But alhamdulillah, our Prophet did understand his responsibility. So our Prophet, he called all the leaders of his time and invited them to the faith of Islam. He did this in the 7th century of Hijra by sending ambassadors to Iran, the Byzantine Empire, Ethiopia, Egypt, Yemen, Bahrain, and Jordan. He sent great men to deliver letters to these leaders, and all of these letters began, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And then it said, there is no God but Allah. And then it announced the position of Rasulullah, Muhammad, as being the messenger of Allah. But they didn't stop there. They invited all of these people, along with the leaders, along with their people, into the true faith of Islam. And then they warned them of the consequences of not accepting Islam. Did our prophets say one of the consequences was that we would come and go to war against you? No. He says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," which means we all belong to Allah, and to Allah is our return. If we don't get ourselves right by accepting Islam, you will be on the wrong end of the judgment stick, inshallah. This formula was simple, and it should be employed by us today. In the absence of our Prophet, and in the absence of the occultation of our Imam, Imam Sahib Asri wa Zaman, Ajallahu ta'ala faraju bi sharif, salawat. We have to take on the example of Rasulullah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Rasulullah say to the people. He says, "Qul hadhihi sabili at'u illallah." The Prophet is made to say, "This is my way, I call to Allah." So for any of us who follow Rasulullah, this has to become our way. We must call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our Prophet gave us the best example, and we living today in America, we don't have the same challenges that Rasulullah had. Nobody's coming and throwing animal intestines on us. Nobody is throwing trash on us. We don't have to hide our religion. We can go to the masjid. We can establish, as Brother Ali Larry said, we can establish the Salatul Jummah, but we're not doing it. Why? We're open to do it. Nobody's stopping us from doing it. So if we fail here in America to bring people to Islam, the onus is on us. And because we have this responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us something beautiful, that we are equipped to do the job. He says in the Holy Quran, "Kuntum khayra ummatin akhrajat linnas ta'maruna bil ma'aruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah." Which is to say, you are the best, the absolute best of all nations raised for the benefit of men. You enjoin what is right, and you forbid what is wrong, and you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is this benefit that we were raised for? We were raised to tell the people about Islam. This was our job. This is our sole responsibility after the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we fail in this, we only have ourselves to blame. Our job in this country in general, and in America specifically, is twofold: dawah and tabligh. We are responsible for bringing people into Islam, and we are responsible for teaching them Islam once they come in. The only way that we can do this is to talk to the people. And once we talk to the people, we have to open up our centers and become hospitable. This means offering classes and programs in the language of the people. We, the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, we have the truth with us. And there are many people here in America that are accepting Islam every day. More importantly than that, they are coming into the faith of Islam with the understanding of their responsibility to the Ahlul Bayt. But many of these people are disappointed because when they come to our centers, they aren't getting what it is that they need. Our youth are walking away from our centers because we're not giving them Islam in a way that's appealing to them. So in order for us to have a stronghold in this country, we have to address these problems. And the only way that we can address these problems is by telling our story. And that is the story of Islam as it was practiced by Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Wow. Time is short, so inshallah, I'll end this with a short commentary of Surah Asr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Wal Asr." إنا رسالنا في خصوص إلا الذين آمنوا وآمنوا الصالحات وتواصلوا بالحق وتواصلوا بالصبر. He says that surely by the time all men are lost, that is, that all are outside the realm of salvation, except for those who practice and observe four principles. The first principle is faith, the belief in Allah, His attributes, belief in the hereafter, the reckoning, reward, and punishment, the divine books, the prophet, as well as the successors. The second is in doing good deeds. That's every worthy action that could be a means applied in the way towards those perfection, moral improvement, nearness to Allah, and progression of human society in all fields. The third is very important to us right now. Understand this third one and we'll be okay. It says to enjoin or recommend to one another truth. This includes both enjoining the good and forbidding of the wrong, and guiding with teaching the ignorant, and admonishing the neglectful, and encouraging the preaching, faith together with good deeds. And finally, to exhort each other to patience and constancy. We all in this whole world are going through hard times financially. And what better way to show people that they can move from these bad times than exhorting patience to them? Letting them know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has control over all things. As we can see, in order for us to receive the reward of salvation, we must give da'wah, we must tell people about this, and we must teach the people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us a great reward. He says in the Quran, and he who brings the truth, and he who accepts it as the truth, these are they who guard against evil. They shall have with their Lord what they please. That is the reward of the doers of good, so that Allah will do away with the worst of what they did and give them the reward for the best of what they do. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said to Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, just to let you understand the importance of da'wah, he says, "Oh Ali, if you were to bring one man to the way of Allah, just one person by giving da'wah, Allah would give you the reward that is greater than everything the sun touches."
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So inshallah, I pray that we all go out and tell people our story about Islam and bring them to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukran jazeela. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.